Well, I want to start off by saying that it's a tremendous encouragement to me, and I'm sure it is for others, to see so many young people here this weekend. And I'm well aware of the fact that some of you are probably here because your parents said we're going to Burbank Conference and you didn't have an option and you got in the car or the plane and you went with them. But I know that's not the case with all of you. But whether you had to come because your parents wanted you to come or because you voluntarily came, which is a tremendous encouragement, thank you for coming. There's several other ways that you could have spent your time on this holiday weekend. I also want to say that we've had a big day. And when Caleb asked me to speak, he said 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm going to try to the best of my ability to convey to you what's on my heart within that time frame. If I go over a little bit, please bear with me. I don't have a watch on me, and Scott, if it gets too long, you just wave and say, let's wrap it up. So with that, let's ask the Lord for His help. Our God, our loving Father, what a privilege to look up to Thee and ask Thee for Thy help at the close of this day. We've been given a lot to think about today. And we just pray that what is in addition here tonight would be born of Thy Spirit. We thank Thee for every soul that's present here in the room, our God. And we pray that their hearts, all of our hearts, would be firmly linked with the Lord Jesus, our precious Savior. We ask it in His precious and most worthy name. Amen.
Amen.
If you have a Bible, I would like to start off by reading a verse in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, if you could turn over with me to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32, and for now we'll read one verse, and it's verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. I would like to speak to you briefly tonight about wrestling with God. The reason I read the verse in Ephesians chapter 6 is not because he was referring there to wrestling with God, because it's with principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness. But the point is that the wrestling I'm going to speak of tonight is spiritual in its nature. And I also want to say that I will try to give a brief background in Jacob's life as to what brought about this wrestling match between him and God. But in doing that, I do not want you to discount in your mind and say, well, I'm not in Jacob's circumstances, and so this really doesn't apply to me. Because one thing I can guarantee you is that if you have not yet wrestled with God, you will someday. And I also want to encourage you that in wrestling with God, there is tremendous benefits. I'll seek to give a brief overview of what led up to this incident in Jacob's life. He was born into a family, and I'm sure most of you know this history, of godly parents. He also had a twin brother. In the process of time, he knew that there was a blessing that was coming. And he deceived his brother in order to secure that blessing that God had promised he would get. He deceived his brother. And under disgrace and under a cloud, he leaves home. And he goes to live with his uncle, his mother's brother. And in the process of time, he marries and he has children. And then there's an issue that comes up between him and his uncle as to goods. And Jacob once again takes off on the run. And he's heading back to the land that he came from. And suddenly he comes face to face with the fact that he's going to meet his brother who he wronged. And you know, maybe and probably there is in each one of our lives some history that maybe we're not real proud of. And maybe we haven't exactly wanted to face that history. And Jacob is up to this point where now he's going to face something that happened in the past. And so as he thinks about facing his brother, he begins to make these provisions. And I'm going to typify them, but one of the things he does is he says, well, I'm going to prepare a gift to try to smooth this situation over. And another thing I'm going to do is that I have wives and I have children and they're precious to me. And I want to preserve them. And maybe you're here tonight and there's something on your mind that you feel like, you know what, I've got to deal with this and I don't want to. And I'm going to try to strategize and figure out the best way that I can get through this. And you know what? It could be any number of things. Maybe you're in a relationship with somebody and there's something in your past that you feel like they need to know about. Maybe you're in a situation with your parents where there's collision and you sense there's a confrontation coming. And you're figuring out how am I going to deal with this? Jacob was doing that. And when you think of what was precious to him, you might say, well, I don't have kids here tonight. I don't have a wife. But you know what? You have your pride. And you have maybe friends, things that you count dear in your life that you want to see preserved. And you have a very real sense that this conflict, this thing that you're going to be facing, could damage some of those goods. It may have been, very simply, that the message that we heard in the address, or the messages in the open meeting, you say, I've got a problem with that. That may be the word of God, but I've got a problem with that. Jacob's there and he's strategizing and it comes night. And we come to that verse that I read and he puts everybody, everything precious, he takes them across the torrent, the stream. And Mr. Darby's, it says he remained alone. Now bear with me. Because you may, and what I'm about ready to say, you may say, there goes a parent of millennials. But bear with me. You guys live in a world that it's tough for you to be alone. Because you can connect with that device in your hand, you can connect to however many people you want. But when it comes to this matter of wrestling with God, if you're going to get the benefit of it, if you're going to get the gain of it, it's got to be you and Him. Because if Jacob had begun to wrestle with that man and others were present, somebody may have come and interfered, and the outcome may have been totally different. And you may be in circumstances you say, man, this is too much for me. This inner turmoil is just too... I'm going to get on my phone. I've got to get relief. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, Jacob's in this struggle. What's this struggle about? What's this wrestling about? He says, tomorrow I'm facing my brother. And you're saying, you know, but you know, really, the fact of the matter is it was my mother's fault. Because she was the one who made the initial suggestion. You know, as a matter of fact, my brother Esau, he sold his birthright. It's that wrestling, that's reasoning. Every reason that I'm not to blame for this situation, you been there? I have. And it's not fun. Let's read on. Genesis 32, verse 25. And when he, I believe that's the man that's wrestling with Jacob, saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Think of Jacob there wrestling with this man. Say, I'm not giving in. You know, I know some of you boys have wrestled. It takes a lot of energy. You don't wrestle all night. And he's wrestling there, and he's not going to give up on this issue. That man touches his thigh. Now, I have never had an arm dislocated or a knee or anything of the sort, but I can't imagine the pain. And you know, maybe you're here tonight, and inside of you, there's intense pain because you are struggling through something that is incredibly painful. But you know, Jacob sensed, he sensed that this was bigger than between him and his parents or him and his brother. And maybe you sense that too. You sense that there is something between me and God that is unresolved. And there was in this case. There very definitely was. But you know the beauty of this, and as I understand it, in your generation, there is a high rate of suicide. Because some of the pain and the anguish that comes with life today in America is intense. And people say, man, I need a way out. But you know what? Jacob, even in the midst of having his thigh dislocated, then the man says to him, he says, let me go. And that's the man speaking to Jacob, for day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. I want to encourage you with all my heart that Jacob sensed that in spite of all this pain, that God had something positive for him. God had something that He wanted to bless him through all this anguish and this turmoil. He wanted to bless him, and He said, I don't want to go through this and let go of you and just be done with this. I want to get a blessing. Now, we come to that critical point. I want the blessing. Here's what the man says. Verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? What does that have to do with me being blessed? When Jacob was last asked, what is your name? What was his answer? Esau. Esau. What does Jacob say? The end of verse 27. He said, Jacob. What does Jacob mean? Anyone here know?
Supplanter.
Supplanter. I want to read you a definition that I got off of All of Our Crutches, Google. Supplanter. Listen to the definition. One who wrongfully or illegally seizes and holds the place of another. I'll read it one more time. One who wrongfully or illegally seizes and holds the place of another. Say, I've never done that. Let me ask you something. If I went to your Facebook page, is that you? If I went to your Facebook page, is that you? You know, this is the benefit of wrestling with God, is that we can be honest with God and say, you know what? You know what I am. And you know what's going on inside of here. I want to share an experience with you that I had personally, because I'm not just talking to you. I remember a time in my life, somewhere in the last 8 years, I can't zero in exactly, maybe 5 years ago. And things from my perspective, we're out of time, I'll wrap it up. Things from my perspective had gone terribly wrong. There's a lot of trouble. One night I was in bed. It was a night of wrestling and my back was killing me. Finally, I went out onto the living room floor. I thought that's the only place where I can maybe get some support. And I was laying out on the living room floor and squirming around and trying to get relief. And man, my mind was just a whirlwind. And I was wrestling and I was thinking about different individuals and I was upset at it. And I felt like the Lord said to me, Andy, you wrestle with me. Because if you wrestle with me, you're wrestling with somebody who loves you. If I can't convey anything else to you here tonight as to the benefit of wrestling with God, is it's as you go through things and you wrestle through things, remember this. He wants to bless you. And He wants you to be real. We'll wrap it up here. Verse 28. And the man said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. You know, we heard today about worship. And let me just say this to you. When you realize that God wants to bless you, not because you're Esau, not because you're Jacob, but because of who He is. And you open up to the first chapter of Ephesians and you read that. And you realize the blessing that He has for you when you put your faith and trust in His Son, which I trust everyone here has done. And you realize the blessings that are yours in spite of you, not because of you. And you have experienced your own frailty and you have experienced your own weakness and your own failings. That will touch your heart in a way like nothing else can. And it will result in worship, in praise, in adoration to Him. You know, I'll finish with this. When Jacob left home, and he laid down that night and he saw the angels ascending and descending. And he got up, but it said then that the sun set. And I don't believe until you come to this chapter that it speaks again in Jacob's life of the sun rising. But I just want to say to each one of us here tonight, wrestle with God. Be real with God. Let Him have His way in your life. Say with the psalmist, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting, and it will be a new day in your life." You may be halting on your thigh. There will be a distinct change in your life. It will be evident. May God help us all to realize that He loves us and He wants us to wrestle with Him and gain the blessing that He has in mind. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee for Thy patience with us. We thank Thee for Thy grace. But Lord, above all, we thank Thee for Thy love that so wants to bless us. We pray that it would be the portion of everyone here tonight. We ask it, thanking Thee too for these refreshments, and commit this day to Thee, thanking Thee for it. In Thy precious and most worthy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.